USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump at the Daytona 500. He and First Lady Melania rev up the event, taking a historic lap around the track in the Beast, the president's black armored car. Supporters at Daytona International Speedway flying the American flag, and underneath it, Trump 2020 flags.
The cars will take to the track for the start. Tires will screech. Rubber will burn.
However, due to weather, the race delayed till Monday afternoon. The Americans on board that Princess cruise ship in Japan finally off. It's been docked in the port for 2 weeks because more than 350 people testing positive for the coronavirus. The Americans will be housed at military bases in California and Texas for another 2 weeks. They'll be watched to see if they develop any symptoms before they can return home. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance, from low-cost term to business or estate coverage, or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The Democratic candidates looking to beat Donald Trump come November in Nevada, ahead of the caucuses there this coming Saturday. Early voting already starting and long lines of people at many precincts. Former Vice President Joe Biden telling CNN,
I just have to do well.
Do you think you need to win? You need to come in first place?
No, I don't think I have to, but I think we have a shot at doing that.
And Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders speaking with his supporters about Mike Bloomberg and his comments about the old stop and frisk policy in New York City.
Regardless of how much money a multi-billionaire candidate is willing to spend on his election, we will not create the energy and excitement we need to defeat Donald Trump if that candidate pursued, advocated for, and enacted racist policies like stop and frisk, which caused communities of color in his city to live in fear.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
An incident involving singer Elton John, USA Radio's John Hunt reports.
Superstar Elton John was forced to cut a performance in New Zealand short, announcing he was struggling with walking pneumonia. He said, I want to thank everyone who attended the gig in Auckland on Instagram. He said he was diagnosed with walking pneumonia earlier, but determined to give you the best show humanly possible. Elton John, age 72, was playing Mount Smart Stadium in Auckland as part of his Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour when he ended the performance after about 2 hours, according to Billboard magazine. Videos posted to social media show John visibly upset as he ended the show and was escorted off the stage. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
President Trump enjoying plenty of support these days, but he will not be getting the endorsement from the Republican governor of Vermont. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C. Here's his report.
Vermont's Republican governor is not endorsing President Trump's reelection bid, but is rather endorsing Bill Weld for the White House. Phil Scott says he thinks a lot of the former Massachusetts governor and of his platform. Vermont Republicans will be primary voting on March 3rd. Scott signaled last year he had concerns about President Trump's rhetoric and conduct in office and that he might endorse someone else. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.